This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, there is someone listening today who really wants to believe that God cares for them, but something within them says it just can't be true. You know, John, if you knew what I've done, you'd know that God can't care for me. He hates me. How would you respond to that?
I would probably take them to Psalm 107 and read it with them, parts of it. And I would say to them, now, here's the great thing about this psalm, which talks about God rescuing people who are in trouble, I think about seven times in the Psalms. And at least three of them, I believe, those people have gotten themselves into the situation of calamity and pain and horror by their own sin. And God comes to them when they cry out. They cry out, and he comes, and he rescues them. And it's over and over again, about seven times in that psalm. And surely then the point is, if you have wrecked your life with drugs or with abortion or with wrong divorce and multiple marriages or illicit sex that's got you some disease or by lying or fraud that got you in jail, any of those things, I would go to that psalm and say, look, those are not any worse than this and this and this. And those people got themselves into those situations. It wasn't somebody else's persecution. It was my own stupidity and my own sin that got me where I am. And God hears their cry and saves them. So I would start there, and then I would probably go to the cross and would say, now, it's the cross of Christ that makes that possible. The fact that Jesus died in my place, the fact that he covered all my sin, took all my guilt, removed all my condemnation, has provided me with a perfection and a righteousness which I could never perform for myself. I would say, there's the reason that Psalm 107 was written and why your situation right now does not rule you out of God's blessing and favor and what you were asking about, Bob, care. Does God really care for those who have messed up their lives big time? And the answer is, if they cry to him, he will come and he will care, because that's what Christ bought for us when he died.
Thanks for joining us for Ask Pastor John. You might also enjoy our teaching program. Look for it on the front page at desiringgod.org. In 25 minutes or a little less, John Piper unpacks God's Word in his own unique, God-intoxicated style. Look for it at desiringgod.org. And check out our resource library, www.desiringgod.org.